A little bit of time in the last two chapters of Revelation just to learn what heaven is going to be like.
那我们已经学了好几周关于末世哈，就是天堂是什么样子的。
So my first question is, do we have a question to start us out with today?
那我们今天第一个问题是呢，我们有没有过去到现在有没有什么问题？
Alright, let's go to Revelation chapter 21.
那我们继续来学启示录的二十一章。
Revelation chapter 21. Last week, we were considering at some length verse 8.
上一周我们讲到了第八节。
And verse 8tells us the kinds of people that are not going to be in heaven.
二十一章八节讲到了那一类的人，他不能上天堂是哪一类的人？
By implication, it is also telling us the good things that are going to be in heaven.
然后在里面的隐藏的含义呢，也是告诉我们什么样的人可以上天堂。
One of the wonderful things of heaven is that bad people aren't going to be there.
一个很好的事情，好消息，在天堂的好消息就是，那坏人在不会在上面。
If you were all in heaven, and I was a bad person, and I was also in heaven, you wouldn't like heaven.
如果你们在天堂，然后我是个很坏的人，然后你在那发现我也在那里。你们就不会太高兴了。
And you would say, I don't think I like heaven because Harold's here.
那你说呢，哎呀，我可不愿意去天堂，因为 Harold 也在那里嘛。
Okay, but in fact, because God is going to forgive us all and change us all, bad people aren't going to be there.
所以呢，因为上帝会原谅我们，也改变我们，所以我们最终会发现呢，我们不想要的坏人呢是不会在天堂的。
So the good part of this verse is that bad people won't be there.
所以这一节经文一个很好的一部分就告诉我们坏人不会在那里。
But the bad part of this verse is that unless God changes us, the kinds of people that we were are the kinds of people that won't be there. So unless the Lord changes us, we won't be there.
然后呢，不好的消息是呢，除非神改变我们。那我们本来也是这一类的人，那否则呢，我们其实也不能去的，我们本不配得去。
So the last time we were together, we looked at these, was it seven or eight different, nine different characteristics of people who won't be there.
所以呢，我们上一周呢，讲了这几个七八个这个特有这么样特点的人，这种人是不能去的。
And I'm reading the wrong translation here. Just give me a moment.
Okay.来读一下这段。
All right. So, verse 8 says, the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters, and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur.
所以第八节讲到呢，胆怯的、不信的、可憎的、杀人的、淫乱的、行邪术的、拜偶像的和一切说谎的，他们的份就在烧着硫磺的火湖里。
All right, and I don't want to cause people fear because of these words.
我不想把人带到一个纯粹的恐惧当中啊，因为这些话语。
We can understand that the murderers won't be there.
因为我们知道啊，能理解杀人的不能在那里。
Those who practice magic arts or the drug users, the drug abusers, they won't be there.
这里行邪术的呢，更多的是在讲那些吸毒的，这个他是不能在那里。
And the sexually immoral won't be there.
淫乱的呢，也不会在那里。
All of which causes us great concern regarding the actions taken by the government in our day.
那这些呢，都是今天的我们的这个政府呢，带来很大给我们困扰的地方。
But some people say, well, the liars won't be there either.
有的人会说呢，啊，那这样撒谎的也不能在那里。
And then they say, well, I've told a lie.
那我们会说，哎呀，那我也撒谎。
Okay, so the question is, if someone has told a lie, can they go to heaven?
那问题就是呢，如果有人说过谎，他能去天堂吗？
And the answer is yes, they can, if they confess that they're liars and they turn to the Lord Jesus.
答案是说，是的，只要他承认他的撒谎的罪，然后转向神，转向耶稣基督。
But in fact, the fact that a person is a liar is enough reason for the Lord to keep them out of heaven.
但这节经文却告诉我们呢，只是说谎这样一件事情就足以把人挡在天堂之外了。
So the person reads this and says, Uh-oh, I'm a liar. What does he do next?
如果有一个人读到这节经文说，哎呀，我是一个撒谎的，那他下一步该怎么做呢？
He says, I'm a sinner.
他说我是个罪人。
I need someone to save me.And he trusts the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior.
然后他说我是个罪人，那我需要有人来救我，那他就信靠耶稣基督成为他的救主。
So I'll tell you a story now. And this story took place about 100 years ago.
那我告诉大家一个故事啊，这个故事发生在大概100年前。
There was a man, he was actually a Roman Catholic priest, who lived in the country of Romania.
他住在罗马尼亚，他是一个天主教的一个神父。
And he said, you know, the people of Romania need good literature.
他认为呢，罗马尼亚人呢需要更好的文学。
He understood language as well.
他有很好的语言能力。
And so he decided to translate good sermons.Into Romanian, so that the people could read the good sermons.
所以他决定呢去翻译很好的一些讲道啊，把从其他文字的讲道呢翻译成罗马尼亚文，让大家能读。
And then he said, you know, the people of Romania, they need something more than just good sermons.
但是呢，罗马尼亚人他不只是需要这些好的讲道。
He said they should read the Bible.
然后他觉得呢，他们还应该去读圣经。
But he said, there's no good translation of the Bible in Romanian.
但他说没有这个很好的罗马尼亚版本的圣经。
So he went to a Romanian princess.
他就去看了一个罗马尼亚的王子。
And he said to her, I want you to finance me to translate the Bible into Romanian.
他就跟这个公主说呢，我需要你来资助我，来把圣经翻成罗马尼亚文。
And so he would receive permission, he started to translate the Bible.
他得到了这个资助，他就开始翻译了。
And he translated all the way from Genesis chapter 1, all the way down, day after day, month after month, year after year, translated all the way down to Revelation chapter 21 and verse 8.
然后呢，他就一节一节翻，一节一节翻啊，从创世纪开始翻译，一直翻到启示录最后一卷书的21章的8节。
And when he got to this verse, he read it.
然后当他翻到这一节，他读了以后呢
？And he said, "I've got a problem."
他说：“哎呀，我有一个麻烦了。
”I am a liar.
他说：“我是一个撒谎的。”
And he read, and he reread, and he translated, and he retranslated.And he kept on realizing he was not going to be in heaven because he was a liar.
然后他读了又读，翻译了又翻译，然后他最终意识到他不能去天堂。
And the dear man got down on his knees, and he asked the Lord Jesus Christ to be his savior, because he realized even if he was a priest, even if he had served.In the church, all those years, he was still a liar and still not going to be in heaven.
所以他就那天他跪下来啊，他向耶稣基督祈求接受耶稣基督成为他的救主，因为他意识到呢，即使他是个神父，即使他做了很多很有意义的事情，但是他依然是一个有罪的撒谎的人。
After he asked the Lord Jesus Christ to be his savior.He said, I've got a big problem.
当他让耶稣基督成为他救主了以后呢，他说我有一个麻烦了。
He said, I can't allow the Romanian people to read a copy of the Bible that was written by a man who wasn't going to go to heaven at all, but was going to go to hell.
他说呢，我不能让罗马尼亚人去读一本翻译过来的圣经，是谁翻译的呢？是一个要下地狱的人，不是要去天堂的人翻译的。
So he went back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, and started all over again.
Oh, the dark.
然后他就又回到了创世纪的一章一节，重新翻译一遍。
And in the meantime, he started preaching the message of salvation by faith, not of works, but just believing in the God who saves sinful people because they turn to him and say, Lord, please forgive my sins.
Amen. 然后从此以后呢，他还有一个大的改变，就他开始重新开始讲道，那讲的信息就不是靠着行为得救，而是靠着信靠耶稣基督，承认自己的罪与不义，说主啊，我是个罪人，求你来赦免我，他才开始讲救恩的道了。
And great revival spread amongst many, many people in Romania as a result of the preaching of this one wonderful man.
自此，罗马尼亚在他的周围开始有个特别大的属灵的复兴，救了很多很多的人。
One of the people whose probably grandfather or something, one of the people who came out of that particular revival is going to be preaching at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel tonight.
有一个人呢，他的祖先就是从那样的一个大复兴里得救走出来的，他刚好就是我们今天晚上的讲员。
His name is Sam Mihai, and it was either his father or grandfather or somehow to trace his spiritual parentage back to this marvelous man who translated the Bible.
Amen.
所以他的Sam Mihai 弟兄今天晚上给我们讲到的，那他的祖父或者曾祖父就是从那个大复兴中得救出来的。
So some people say, well, you know, I used to be unbelieving, but I believed the Lord Jesus Christ, and we were all characterized as unbelievers, but when we trust the Lord Jesus Christ, we are believers. We're not unbelievers anymore.
所以以前我们是不信的，我们是败坏的，但是自从我们信靠了耶稣基督以后，我们就不再生活在那个被定罪里面了，我们就得救。
And the cowardly, they say, I would never stand up for truth. I was never honest. I was always fearful.
那些胆怯的就说，哎，我不敢为真理站出来啊，我总是很害怕的。
But then they realized that the Lord Jesus Christ is right, and they were wrong, and they change.
当他们意识到耶稣是对的，他们是错的，他们就开始改变了。
And they say, Lord Jesus, I used to be an unbeliever, but I believe now. I used to be cowardly, but I'm going to tell people I am a follower of Jesus Christ.
他会说呢，主啊，我以前是个不信的，我现在信了。我以前是胆怯的，我现在告诉别人我是耶稣基督的信徒，我要跟随。
And that is why many people get baptized.
这就是为什么很多人要站起来，我要受洗的原因。
They say, I want people to know I follow Jesus. I'm not cowardly anymore.
他说，我要让别人知道我是跟随耶稣的，我不是一个胆怯的，不为真理站出来的。
All right. And the third word is the vile.
第三个词叫可憎的。
And that's maybe a hard word to understand. It's people who do bad things.
人们是不是会做坏事呢？
Evil things.
做恶事。
Not nice things.
也不是很好的事。
A heart that's going in the wrong direction.
就是他的心呢是去到了反方向，不对的方向。
And the Lord Jesus saves us, and he takes the evil out of us, and he puts good into our heart.
那耶稣基督救了我们，他把我们的外面的这个恶呢拿走了，他拯救了我们的灵魂。
All right, any other questions on verse 8, or any questions rather, on verse 8?
那对于第八节还有其他什么问题吗？
Spring.
就是像乌萨这样的，他是
去哪儿
下地狱了还是？
OK。 Okay. Yeah, a good question. Regarding this morning, we shared the story of Uzzah.
Yes.
How about this man? Did he go to heaven or to hell?
Very interesting question. Not everybody heard the story of Uzzah this morning.
那今天不是在座的所有人都听到了上午那个乌撒的故事。
So, the story is that Uzzah lived in the Old Testament, and he was responsible for looking after this particular piece of furniture, which was supposed to be in the tabernacle of God.
那乌撒呢是旧约的一个人，他需要去负责看顾这个约柜的盒子，这个约柜呢应该是待在圣幕里的会幕里的。
Okay, and what happened to him was that he looked after it for many years, and then they decided they were going to move it.
那他看顾了很多年以后呢，以色列人决定把这个柜子挪回圣幕去。
This spoke particularly about God. It was a picture, a physical picture of what God was.
那这是一个外表的形象，预表呢，神是什么样的哈。
So they decided to move it, but Uzzah didn't move it the right way.
那他们决定这么移动了以后呢，搬这个柜子呢，那乌撒并不是用正确的方法去移动的。
And because he didn't move it the right way, it started to tip. And in order to keep it from falling over, he reached out and he touched it, and God killed him.
那因为他们用了不对的方法呢。当这个牛士前提的时候，这个柜子要倒的时候，乌撒就用手扶，然后，神就击杀了他。
So Spring's question is, after God killed him, when he died, did he go to heaven or did he go to hell?
那 Spring 的问题就是，当他手扶约柜死了以后，他是去天堂了还是去地狱了
？And we're not precisely told in the Bible.
那我们不是很准确的在圣经里得到这个答案。
But the logic, Spring, would be that he was right and he did the right thing, but because he did it the wrong way, he died.
那我们有一件原则是知道呢，他在做的事情是对的事，把约柜运回去，但是他用了一个错误的方法。
Sometimes Christians do the wrong thing with very, very serious consequences.
那有的时候呢，基督徒会做错误的事情啊，有很麻烦、很严重的后果。
And so, if you do the wrong thing, there'll be consequences, but how can I say it? First John chapter 1.
我们来看一下约翰一书的一章。
First John chapter 1.
约翰一书
First John's at the end of your Bible.
421页，新约421页。
Page number 421.
新约的421。
All right, we'll start reading verse 7. Spring, this is the answer to your question.
那我们从第七节开始读，那这就是春子妹的问题的答案。
Verse 7, this is written to Christians.
这是给基督徒写的哈，第七节。
It says, if we walk in the light as he, Jesus, is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son,purifies us from all sin.
我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
So how is the Christian supposed to walk?
那我们基督徒应该怎么样行呢？
Supposed to walk in obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ.
那应该是在顺服中和耶稣基督同行。
Uzzah didn't do that. He made this one very serious mistake.
他乌撒并不是这么做的，他做了一个特别糟糕的错。
Verse 8 says, If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
我们若说自己无罪，第八节便是自欺的，真理不在我们心里了。
So I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but I'm going to ask you the question anyway. After you became a Christian, did you ever commit a sin?
那我们不就不举手了，但是我们在心里回答这个问题，当我们成为基督徒以后，我们是不是还会犯罪？
And the answer is yes.
答案是是的。
The difference is that I used to sin and not worry about it.
这里的区别就是呢，我以前犯罪，但我犯了呢，我也无所谓，也不担心。
But now when I sin, I feel very, very bad.
那现在呢，我会犯罪，但是我之后我会非常非常难受。
So what you have then in verse 8 is, if we say we don't have sin, we're wrong. Every one of us sins. We don't sin the way we used to, but we fall, we sin, we make a mistake. Sometimes it's pretty serious.
所以我们依然还是会犯罪，而且有的时候是会还挺严重的。
What does verse 9 say?
那第九节说什么呢？
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins.And purify us from all unrighteousness.
第九节，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
So probably before you're a Christian, you tell a lie.
那有可能呢，在你成为基督徒之前呢，你可能会撒谎。
And you get away with it.
然后你就算了。
And you might say that was pretty good.
你甚至会说呢，哎呀，这也没什么，挺好的。
After you're a Christian, you say, I told a lie.
然后你当你成为基督徒，你会说，哎呀，我撒谎。
And whether you get away with it or not, you feel really bad.
然后呢，你心里会感到很难受，不舒服。
And so after you are a Christian, if you tell a lie, you say, Lord Jesus, I am sorry. I confess that what I did was a sin.And you, please, would you please forgive me?
然后你成为基督徒还说了个谎呢，你会对主说：“哎呀，主啊，我知道这个事情很糟糕，我真的错了，请您原谅我。”
So if a Christian sins and confesses his sin to the Lord, what happens?
如果一个基督徒犯罪了，然后他也承认自己的罪，会发生什么？
Verse 9 says that he will forgive our sins.And purify us from all unrighteousness.
第九节说呢，他要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
So then a liar can go to heaven.
所以一个撒谎的，他可以去天堂。
Because he acknowledges that he's a liar and he confesses his sin and he seeks the forgiveness of the Lord.
因为他承认自己的罪与不义，他求得神的原谅。
So, if we claim we have not sinned, we make God out to be a liar.
如果我们说呢，我们没犯过罪，那就是以神为说谎的了。
And his word has no place in our lives.
他的道也不在我们心里。
So, what happened to Uzzah?
那乌撒的心发生了什么呢？
Uzzah reached out, touched the ark.
乌撒伸手去扶了个约柜。
He shouldn't have done that. He knew he shouldn't have done that.
他也知道他不该这么做。
He died.
他死了。
Now, did he go to hell or did he go to heaven?
他去了地狱还是天堂？
And he would have gone to heaven the same way as you and I would go to heaven if we did something that was wrong and we were to die.
他应该去天堂的，就像我们一样，但是呢当他做一些错事的时候呢，他死了。
A little boy, his mother says, "Don't play on the street."
一个小男孩，他的妈妈说呢，不要在街上玩。
And the ball goes on the street, and the little boy chases the ball onto the street, and a truck hits him.
然后呢，这个球呢滚到街上去了，这小孩去追那个球，然后一辆卡车冲过来了。
Was the boy wrong?
这个男孩错了吗
？Yes. Does that mean he's going to go to hell?
这个男孩错了，但这不是意味着他需要去地狱呢？
As a matter of fact, every time you and I do things that are wrong after we become a Christian, we're really worthy of death, aren't we?
实际上呢，当我们成为基督徒之后，我们每次犯罪也依然是应该是配得死亡的。
And the Lord doesn't kill us. He killed Uzzah to show us clearly the sinfulness of sin.
所以呢，神并不是说我们每次犯罪把我们杀了，他只是借着乌撒来告诉我们，这个罪到底究竟有多糟糕、多坏。
But He doesn't kill us the way He killed Uzzah.
他并不是。
Because He's loving and merciful as well.
对，所以他并不是像杀乌撒一样把我们的信主和犯的罪因着这个都杀了我们，没有。
Okay, same thing is true in the book of Corinthians.
所以同样的，在哥林多书里面也是一样的道理。
Many people in the book of Corinthians, Christians, did things the wrong way.
那在哥林多教会里面呢，很多基督徒也做了很多不好的事。
Some of them actually died.
有的人真的因此而死了。
To show us that we must also do the right thing the right way.
也告诉我们呢，真的要用对的方法来做对的事。
But that doesn't mean to say that we don't go to heaven.
但这个并不意味着呢，我们因着这个就去不了，天堂啊、只能去地狱了。这不是这个道理。
So the most important thing then is we say, Lord, I believe you. Then if we fall into sin, we confess, and the Lord will forgive us. If in fact we sin and we fall into sin and we die, if we realize it was sin, the Lord's going to take us to heaven. We've got to believe Him first. We've got to say, I'm no longer on the side of evil. I come to the side of the Lord Jesus. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin.
所以最重要的还是你要信靠他，信靠耶稣基督来洁净你的罪。那这是一个关键性的变化。那在这之后呢，你还是会有可能犯罪，但是当你这个罪的后果不至于像乌撒这样的时候呢，你总是要去神面前认修复你们爱的关系。但是并不是所有的人都会像乌撒这样，但也不是说乌撒以后就去了地狱了。
Now, does that answer the question, or have I confused you even more? Which part?
Just to be grace again. 是不是回答了这个问题？
就像神行神迹，
对，
告诉我们人一样，
对，
他就用死来告诉警告。
对对 ，Yeah. So actually, just like miracles to show us Jesus is yeah. So this death is also warn us.
It's a warning. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
If God were to punish us for every sin we committed, we'd all have been dead long ago.
对，他说是的，你完全理解的对。他如果神是要这样来处罚我们的话呢，我们老早都成鸡粉了，对了，根本不可能还能够存到今天。对。
All right. Anything else? Any other questions? Ron. That grace may
abound. 哎，你说，嗯。Yeah, back to Revelation 20.
All right.
Oh, 上次解释过。对，上次解释过。对对 ，Yeah. 你可以去听那个录音。Actually, the question already been raised last time.
Okay.
So on the Satan, why need to be released temporarily? After this 1,000 millennium years. Maybe you can simply, very quickly review that.
All right. They know the question, do they?
Yeah, they know. Yeah, 就是问题大家都知道了哈，就是因为撒旦在千禧年末尾为什么还要暂时被释放。
All right, we had one answer last week, last time, we may give you another one. One of the reasons is every person who's going to go to heaven must be subject to the same kinds of conditions.
那一个简单的回答呢，就是每一个去天堂的人呢，他都需要有一个同样的选择的环境。
So the only reason you and I go to heaven is because though we're sinners and though we're tempted to live in sin, we choose to believe Jesus and we confess our sins and trust in him, he takes us to heaven.
那我们能去天堂一个很重要的原因呢，是因为神的恩典。那我们在这个环境里面呢，虽然我们一直被引诱啊，我们要去犯罪，但是呢，我们看见自己的罪行，我们承认自己的罪，我们接受耶稣基督成为我们的救主，我们做了一个很重要的选择，然后我们去天堂。
So we trust the Savior in the context of another alternative.
所以我们接受耶稣，信靠耶稣，是在一个什么？在一个我有其他选择的基础上，我有这种可能不接受的基础上，我接受了。
We can serve the Lord, we can trust the Lord Jesus Christ, or we can listen to the devil and trust him.
我可以接受，我可以服侍，我可以跟随耶稣，我也可以什么？我也可以跟随撒旦，我不要他，我就跟着恶者就走了。
So we get to go to heaven because we chose Jesus.
那我能去天堂是因为我选择跟随耶稣。
But the people who lived for 1,000 years in the millennial kingdom, they never had an alternative.
那对于在1000几年里活了1000年的那些民众来说呢，其实他们没有第二个选项。
If they didn't obey Jesus, they would die instantly. All offenders. Any sin, you die instantly.
然后这1000年里呢，所有犯罪的立刻就死了。
So the world was full of people who didn't sin.
所以呢，这个世界在当时一直活着的人其实都是不犯罪的。
So in order to make sure that everybody had a choice, a proper choice, the devil comes and he then starts tempting all these people to sin. And then they've got to choose just like you and I have to choose.
所以在千禧年末的时候呢，所有在地上的人他必须做一个同样的选择，就是他们也有在撒旦呢经历了很多的诱惑之后，那他也要做跟我们做同样的选择，他到底是接受撒旦还是跟随已经牧养了他1000年的耶稣。
Alright, the other answer is to prove, Julia, the heart of men. Our hearts are all really bad.
所以第二个原因呢，也是让显给我们看呢，我们的心是何等的败坏。
And these people have lived hundreds of years in God's perfect world.
那这些人呢，活在神的完美的世界里面，上千年。
And then the devil comes and tempts them, and many of them are going to turn away from the devil. Away from Jesus. The world is going to fight Jesus again.
所以，即使这样的一个好的1000年的社会，当恶者一出来，撒旦一出来的时候，很多当中的人都会远离上帝，跟随撒旦来与神为敌。
So that is to prove what our hearts are really like. Our hearts are, by the way, are not different.
所以这个就是要证明给我们看，我们的心已经败坏到何等程度。那顺便说呢，就是那个时候的人他们的心的状态跟我们是一样的，其实。
The fact is, I understand you pretty well.
那只是呢，就是我能理解你们啊，很好的理解。
Because I'm just like you.
因为我跟你一样。
God made my heart like your heart.
因为上帝。
And your heart like my heart.
上帝让我的心和你的心其实都是一样的。
And we're all sinners.
我们都是罪人。
And we all need the Lord Jesus.
那我们都需要耶稣基督。
So I heard this story on the radio yesterday.
我昨天在收音机里听到这个故事。
And it was a man who asked a servant of the Lord one day this question.
有一天呢，有一个人问一个神的仆人这个问题。
The question was, why do bad things happen to good people?
为什么坏事总是发生在好人身上？
Okay, have you ever asked that question?
你有没有问过这样的问题？
Why do bad things happen to good people?
为什么坏事发生在好人身上呢？
Okay. This was the man's answer.
这是这个人的回答，这个神的仆人的回答。
He said, it only happened once, and he volunteered.
他只发生一次，而且是他自愿的。
It only happened once, and he volunteered.
只发生过这种例子，只发生了全人类只发生一次。 而且这个人是自愿
的。
他为什么这么说呢？
There was only one person who was good, and that was Jesus.
因为呢，他说的意思呢，就是只有一个人是真的能成为好的，他的名字叫耶稣。
The real question is this: Why do good things happen to bad people?
所以真的问题应该是这样的，为什么好事总发生在这些我们这些坏的人身上？
Okay, you and I are all bad people.
因为我们都是坏人。
Why do good things happen to us?
为什么好事总临到我们呢？
Because Jesus loves us and he died for us.
因为他爱我们，他为我们死了。
Why did bad things happen to Jesus?
为什么坏事总临到好人呢？因为耶稣是那个好人。
Because he loved you, he loves me.He says, I want them to come to my heaven. I want to forgive them. There's only one way I can forgive them. I've got to die and pay the price of their sin.
他说呢，耶稣他愿意为我们死了，因为他爱我们，他不愿意我们失丧，他愿意原谅我们，而且他要借着我们的悔改来祝福我们。
So only once did bad things happen to the good man, Jesus.He died. He rose again.
So,
all us bad people get good things.
所以只有一次啊，只发生过一次，就是坏事发生在一个好人身上，就是耶稣他死了，他替我们死了，让我们能够得赎，让我们这些坏人能得着好事。目的就是这个。
I never know whether these answers are sufficient and what the next question is.
我不知道这个答案够不够，还有什么别的问题吗？
听清楚了，还有一个问题就是，耶稣在以前远古显的那些神迹显了那么多，他为什么现在的社会
没有
再给我们显一遍？我听到过一些分享，但是都是非常 single personal 的，就是说，就没有说显至少两个、三个神迹给我们看。
The question is regarding the miracles.Why at Jesus' time, really a lot of miracles at that time, but nowadays, we seldom hear about very proved miracles from Christian. She says she can hear sometimes about, but on the miracles, but very single cases, and not so many in, as many as Jesus.
在网上看了，他说即使是在英国他说现在英国人大概也就30%左右的人信这个福音，就是因为现在并不是越来越多的人信。
Okay.
Okay.
And she said, learn from the website that less and less people actually are trusting Lord Jesus. For example, in England, only about 30% of people really trust in Lord Jesus. But I don't know whether the figure is right or wrong, but she said if that's the case, which means, people really need miracles to show and to believe in God, why not?
All right.The book of
Luke
chapter
16. 路加十六章啊，路加十六章。140页，新约的140页。
It is interesting that in the Bible, miracles usually came.When people knew very little about God.
很有意思的是啊，在圣经里呢，神迹来的时候，往往都是人们对神了解非常非常有限的时候。
So, in the Bible, you read of a lot of miracles in Matthew and Mark and Luke and John.
所以呢，你在圣经里看四福音里面呢，有很多的神迹。
And then you read of a lot of miracles in the book of Acts.
然后你也读到了很多的神迹在使徒行传里面。
But the interesting thing is they take place in totally different places.
然后呢，你会发现它是在不同的地方发生的。
The miracles in the Gospels take place in Galilee and around Jerusalem.
然后因为在四福音里那些神迹大部分是在加利利和在耶路撒冷附近。
The miracles in the book of Acts take place in Samaria and in the Mediterranean.
然后呢，《使徒行传》里的神迹很多是在撒玛利亚和在那个地中海沿岸。
So God frequently gives miracles at the beginning to authenticate his truth.
所以神往往是在开始的时候呢，显出神迹，让来证明他的真理是真的。
So here's Luke chapter 16.
然后这里呢是路加的十六章。
And the story is a discussion between a man in hell who is called the rich man.
啊，这个故事是一个在地狱里的人呢，他的名字叫财主。
And Abraham, who is in paradise.
亚伯拉罕呢，在天堂。
And interestingly, Abraham has a very important job in paradise.
所以在这个乐园里呢，亚伯拉罕有个很重要的工作。
So the two are talking.
他们两个在工
作。And the rich man says, "This is an awful place to be in hell. I don't want to be here."
然后那个财主在底下说呢，哎呀，这是个很难、很糟糕的地方，我不想待在这儿。
And Abraham says, well, we can't change those things.
那亚伯拉罕说呢，这我们改不了这个状态。
So the rich man says, well, then send somebody from the dead to my brothers so that they won't come here.
所以财主就说，能不能派一个人去告诉我那五个弟兄啊，让他们不要到这里来。
Verse 27节。The rich man answered,Then I beg you, Father Abraham, send Lazarus to my father's house.
财主说，我主啊，即使这样，求你打发拉撒路到我父家去。
For I have five brothers.
因为我还有五个弟兄。
Let him warn them so that they will not also come to this place of torment.
他可以对他们做见证，免得他们来到这里受痛苦。
Verse 29 now, this is the answer to your question, Brenda.
29节就是给你问题的答案了。
Abraham replied, They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.
亚伯拉罕说，他们有摩西和先知的话可以听从。
So what do we have today instead of miracles?
那我们今天除了神迹，我们有什么？
This is what we have.
这就是我们有的。
This is what we have.
我们有圣经。
We got this.
Keep
reading verse 29.
我们就一直读。
Or verse 30. No, Father Abraham, he said, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent. If they saw more miracles, they would repent.
他说呢，三十节，这是财主说的，我主亚伯拉罕呢，不是的。若有一个人从死里复活的，他到他们那里去，他们必要悔改。潜台词就是呢，他们看见一个神迹，他们就一定信了。
And verse 31 then says, Abraham said to the rich man, If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced even if someone rises from the dead.
这就是亚伯拉罕解释的原因。若不听从摩西和先知的话，就是有一个从死里复活的，他们也是不听劝的。
So what are the miracles that are going to convince people in the world today?
那神迹今天能不能让地上的人相信呢？
This is what's going to do it.
不可以的，这只有圣经啊，就
This is going to convince them.
只有圣经能让他们信。
If somebody rose from the dead, not necessarily going to convince them.
即使今天有一个人从死里复活，不信的还是不信。
When I was out at university,
当我在大学的时候
，My friends used to say.We should see a miracle. If we saw a miracle, we would believe.
我的朋友说呢，我们要看见一个神迹。如果我看见了呢，我们就会信。
Most of those people believed in evolution.
因为大部分人都相信进化论。
So I used to say to them, "What would happen if an angel were to come?" To UBC today.
我就对他们说，我说今天如果有个天使到 UBC 来会怎么样
？I said, Do you think that all the people at UBC would trust the Lord because an angel came?
我说是不是如果因为天使来了，所有在 UBC 的人都会相信耶稣啊
？And then I said, I think this is what would happen if they came to UBC.
我说呢，我猜啊，如果一个天使来了，他会。真实发生会是这样的情形。
all the zoology professors would run out and start taking notes and say, we have found a new product of evolution.
我说所有的这些大学教授都会跑出去写篇论文，说我们发现了进化论的一个新的物种。他们都会去写一个那个报告啊，都会写一个学术报告。他不会觉得这是，他会觉得进化论的新物
种。
如果有人从死里复活，你猜他们会怎么样呢？
Everybody from the Faculty of Medicine would run out to find out how it happened, and they would write some research paper.
所有那个医药学的那些教授都会跑过去做研究，然后他们又会写很多论文。
Okay, that they wouldn't believe.
他们还是不会信。
Because you see, this is God's miracle.
因为呢，
they said no to God's miracle.
这才是神的神迹啊，这本圣经。所以，但他们不要啊。
But there are other miracles too.
但还是有很多其他的神迹。
And one of the miracles is the people who are sitting around this bench today.
那最重要的一个神迹就是今天坐在这里的很多很多人，很多人。
Here's one.
Norma 说他就是一个。
And you say to us, why do you believe this book?
你会问我们，为什么我们相信这本书呢？
Why do you believe in Jesus?
为什么相信耶稣呢？
And we'll tell you.About the miracle that he did in our lives.
我会告诉你，在我们的生命中，他给我们行的神迹。
That's the miracle that has power.
这是真正有能力的神迹。
What would happen if the water were turned into wine?
如果水变成酒会怎么样？
Well, that's interesting, but it's not a big deal.
我们会说，哎，那这很有意思，但这又怎么样呢？
But what would happen if God took a bad man like me?Made him a good man.
那你想想，如果一个人，上帝让一个坏人像我这样的变成一个好人
，That's a miracle.
哦，这就是个神奇了。
It's true.
That's what it's all about.
这就是这本书真正的内容。
So God is in continually in the business of doing great miracles、
Amen.
And proving the great miracles by changed lives.
所以神是靠改变生命一直在做神迹。一天一天一直在做，这就是我每天都能看见的神迹。
So the story is often told about a man of God whose name was Harry Ironside.
这个故事呢是一个神的老仆人啊，他叫 Harry Ironside.
And 100 years ago, he was preaching, I think, in San Francisco.
他是个美国的这个老仆人，大概是100年前的一个老弟兄，他在旧金山讲道哈。
And he was preaching out in a park, and there were lots of people around.
他在一个公园讲道，那有很多的人围着他。
And an atheist came to him.
一个无神论者就跑过去跟他争论。
And he said to him, "I challenge you to a debate."
然后那个无神论者就挑战他说，那我来跟你争论。
He said, "You come such and such a date, such and such a place, and we will have a debate, and I'll prove to you that atheism is right, and you can talk about your foolish Bible."
然后呢，他无神论者就说呢，那我们约好一个时间一个地方，那我们到那边去呢，我们来争论，我来告诉你无神论是对的，我来驳斥你的圣经。
Mr. Ironside's response was, "I'm busy that day, but I will change my times. I will debate you under this condition."
那艾恩塞德先生就说呢，他说我虽然那天很忙，但是我要改我的日子，我要过来跟你来谈论啊。但他有个条件，有个条件。
He said, "You bring with you one man who was a bad man and he became a good man because he believed your atheism."
那他说呢，你呢，这个无神论者，你呢，你带一个人，就是以前他是个坏人。他现在因为相信了无神论变成个好人了，你带这样的一个人过来。
And he says, "I will bring you, I'm not sure how many.
30.
I've heard many different stories. But let's say, I'll bring with me 30 men who were bad men. They were drunks. They were unemployable. They were wicked men. They were bad fathers. They were terrible men. I'll bring 30 of them who became good men because of the message of Jesus and the Bible. That's the miracle.
安塞德先生说呢，他说那我就带三十个。他以前呢是非常坏的，他是个酗酒的，他不是个好父亲，他有很多的恶习的。那他因为信靠耶稣，他现在变好了。我带三十个这样的例子来。
I don't know what more to say on that one.
That's the miracle. A new daddy in the house.
Amen.
A new mother in the house. A new teenager in the house.
所以这是一个真正的神迹，一个重生了的新的父亲在家里，一个新的母亲在家里，一个新的孩子在家里，这是真正的神迹。
A new boss at the job.
一个公司的一个新的
老板。A new gardener. A new cook.A new teacher, a new doctor, a new dentist.
新的不同职业的人，一个新的牙医，一个医生，一个新的园丁，一个新的老师，对，一个新的政府。
All right, another question. Revelation chapter 21.
我们来看启示录的二十一章。
The next section that we're going to study is about the new city, the new city of the new Jerusalem.
那下一部分我们要学习的就是关于新耶路撒冷这座新城。
We're going to read about it, and we're not going to say terribly much about it, but it is this amazing city.
我们需要读一遍，我们不会解释太多，但这个会是一个非常令人吃惊的城市。
So maybe, Long, you could read verses 9 down through 14 anyway,
okay.
And then we'll maybe make a comment or two and you can read further.
Okay. In English or in Chinese?
Yeah, I would say in Chinese.
In Chinese.
Make sure everybody understands.
Okay. 我们在读第九节到第十四节，二十一章启示录，拿着七个金碗盛满末后七灾的七位天使中，有一位来对我说，你到这里来，我要将心腹就是羔羊的妻指给你看。我被圣灵感动，天使就带我到一座高大的山，将那由神那里从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示我。城中有神的荣耀，城的光辉如同极贵的宝石，好像碧玉，明如水晶。有高大的墙，有十二个门，门上有十二位天使，门上又写着以色列十二个支派的名字。东边有三门，北边有三门，南边有三门，西边有三门。城墙有十二个根基，根基上有羔羊十二使徒的名字。
All right, hard to understand, but this amazing city, verse 11 says, it shone with the glory of God. Its brilliance was like that of a precious jewel.
这是个非常大、非常宏伟的城市。第十一节说，城中有神的荣耀，城的光辉如同极贵的宝石。
All right, verse 15, maybe you could read 15 and 16.
好，我们再读16和15、16节。对我说话的拿着金苇子当尺，要量那城和城门、城墙。城是四方的，长宽一样。天使用苇子量那城，共有四千里，长宽高都是一样。
All right, so the city was, it says here, 12,000 stadia.
他说这里有一万两千 stadia 长。
But nobody really knows what a stadia is.
没有人知道这个 stadia 是什么意思。
The city was probably 500 miles wide.
它大概有500英里宽。
And 500 miles deep.
500英里长。
But it was also a cube, so it was 500 miles high.
它是个立方体，所以它也有500英里高。
So, did I say 500? That's not right.
Not 500.
It's far more than that. Okay. It's as far as from Vancouver to Winnipeg.
Wow.
所以这个给一个比较形象的距离呢，是应该是从温哥华到Winnipeg 那么远。
And then south of Winnipeg down into the Gulf of Mexico.
然后呢 从 Winnipeg 呢就一直要到那个墨西哥了，墨西哥湾了，大家知道吗？就宽是从这里到 Winnipeg， 然后长呢就从 Winnipeg 直接到墨西哥湾了，就跨越整个美国了。
And then across through the city of Los Angeles into the Pacific Ocean。
嗯，然后呢，这个其实如果这边再滑下来呢，就应该到太平洋里面来了。
And then back up to Vancouver.
然后又回到温哥华。
That's a big city.
这是个非常大的城，非常非常大。
But it was just as high as that as well.
而且最难想象的就是它高也是这么高。
Okay, a huge city.
它是个巨大的城。
Verses 17 down through 21.
17到21节。又量了城墙，按着人的尺寸，就是天使的尺寸，共有144肘。墙是碧玉造的，城是晶晶，如同明镜的玻璃。城墙的根基是用各样宝石修饰的，第一根基是碧玉，第二是蓝宝石，第三是绿玛瑙，第四是绿宝石，第五是红玛瑙，第六是红宝石，第七是黄碧玺，第八是水苍玉，第九是红碧玺，第十是翡翠，第十一是紫玛瑙，第十二是紫晶，十二个城门是十二颗珍珠，每门是一颗珍珠，城内的街道是晶晶，好像明透的玻璃。
So my question is, do you think that's going to be rather beautiful?
我的问题是你觉得是不是很美啊？
Okay, we can't understand that.
我们不能理解啊。
The cities of pure gold, like transparent glass.And we're just going to say, wow.
我们只能说 wow.
Verse 22 says, I did not see a temple in the city because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple.
22节说，我没有看见城内有殿，因为主神全能者和羔羊为城的殿。
So in the tabernacle and in the temple, they had a...Ark of the Covenant, just like this.
所以在会幕里呢，他们有约柜，像这样的约柜。
But the Ark of the Covenant isn't going to be there.
然后约柜会在这里面。
And the tabernacle or the temple aren't going to be there.
然后那个神的圣会幕也不会在里面。
Because God the Father and Jesus are going to be there.
因为神。圣父和圣子要在那里。
No pictures, no symbols. It's going to be Jesus himself.
再没有一些预表啊，一些影子啊，这耶稣自己实体就在那里了。
Verse 23.
23节。
The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp.
那城内又不用日月光照，因为有神的荣耀光照，又有羔羊为城的灯。
How big is the city?
城有多大？
What's the light of the city going to be?
城的灯会像什么？
Jesus.
就是耶稣。
And the brilliance and the glory of Jesus is going to fill that entire city.
那么神的荣耀会照亮整座城。
From the top to the bottom, from the east to the west, and the north and the south, no lights. All the beauty, all the glory of Jesus will be there, and that's all we'll need for life.
从上到下，从左到右啊，都不会再有需要灯了。神的荣耀就照耀了整座城。
Now the problem with that is that you and I cannot really understand it.
问题就是呢，我们其实不能真的很好的理解这些东西。
And frankly, it's not important that we understand it. It's just important that we believe it.
所以呢，实际我们理不理解不重要啊，就关键是我们要相信它。
Some things are so good.That you can't explain them.
有的时候呢，很多事太好了，我没办法解释。
How would you explain the beauty of a sunset to someone who was born blind?
你怎么样跟一个生来就眼瞎的人去解释那落日的那个容美漂亮呢？
How do you explain that?
你怎么解释？
Okay, it's beautiful, and you'd like to explain it, and you'd try to explain it, but it wouldn't matter what words you use, you can't explain it.
这非常美，你也很努力想告诉他这有多美，你也花了很多的功夫，但是呢，你总是解释不了。
We get to go to heaven, but when we do, we will have a different ability to perceive and to enjoy.
所以我们会去天堂，那我们会有一个不同的能力啊，不同的角度去欣赏，去领受这样的荣美。
And it's going to be so good.
非常非常的美。
That you and I cannot understand it.
因为如此的好，我们不能完全的理解。
You hear of glimpses here and there, and that's about all we get. We get a glimpse, you read the Bible, get a glimpse here, get a glimpse there. All you know is it's going to be absolutely wonderful.
其实在圣经里我们只是这里瞥了一眼，那里瞥了一眼，这里又瞥了一眼，就是片段式的，就是我们所知道的就是真的是非常好，但是我们不是能完全知道那全貌的。
So that's hard to understand.
就是非常难全部理解的。
And now I'm going to give you something else that is harder to understand.
那我要给大家一些更难理解的东西。
Okay, verse 9. It says, one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and said to me, come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb.
第九节二十一章，拿着七个金碗盛满末后七灾的七位天使中有一位来对我说，你到这里来，我要将心腹就是羔羊的妻指给你看。
Verse 10 says, he carried me away in the spirit to a mountain great and high and showed me a city.
第十节就说呢，他带我到一座高大的山，给我看了那座城。
So the question is, what did he show him?
问题是他给约翰看了什么呀？
Did he show him the wife of the Lamb, or did he show him the city?
他到底是给约翰看了那个心腹呢，还是看了城啊？
Same thing.
同样的事吗？
How can a bride be a city?
那这个新娘怎么能是一座城呢？
Okay, so Nicole doesn't know. Okay. And the rest of us don't know either. Okay, we don't know how that can be.
我们也不能理解这怎么样。
But we do know this.
但是我们知道。
This city is going to be unimaginably beautiful.
那这座城会非常非常的漂亮。
And we also know this. This city is us.
那我们也知道呢，这座城就是我们。
Do you think Jesus loves you?
你认为耶稣爱你吗？
The answer is yes. Not only does he love us, but he is going to make us unimaginably beautiful.
他不但爱我们，他会让我们成为一个完全不可想象的那么容美，那么漂亮。
So beautiful that he is going to live in us.
如此的美丽呢，他要跟我们同住。
He will be happy to live in us.
他会很高兴跟我们住在一起。
We will be ecstatic to be part of his great city and have him live in us and with us.
我们也非常高兴能够，他能够住在我们当中，我们能够成为这城的一部分。
We don't know how it's going to happen.
我们也不知道这个到时候是怎么实现的。
But we are going to be united to the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们会和主有会连接在一起，我们到时候会跟主。
And in that process, he will impart to us his beauty.
那到那个过程当中，他会把他的荣美给我们，浇灌给我们。
And he will impart his glory.
他会把他的荣耀给我们。
And we can't figure that out. We don't understand that any more than a blind man would understand a beautiful sunset.
我们不能很好的理解，就像一个生来瞎眼的不能明白落日的漂亮是什么意思。
So Paul tells the Corinthians, it's just never entered into the heart of man. How wonderful it's going to be with Jesus.
这就为什么保罗跟哥林多人说，他们所预备的，神所预备的是眼所未曾见，心所未曾想。
I guess we'd better keep reading.
那我们继续往下读。
Verse
22. 22节。
24. Okay, we read 22 and 23, did we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now 24.
Let's read 24 and 25 and, yeah, read down to the end of the chapter.
好，我们把21章读完哈。24节，列国要在城的光里行走，地上的君王必将自己的荣耀归于那城。城门白昼总不关闭，在那里原没有黑夜。人必将列国的荣耀尊贵归于那城。凡不洁净的，并那行可憎与虚谎之事的，总不得进那城。只有名字写在羔羊生命册上的，才得进去。
All right, verse 27. Nothing impure will enter in it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the book, the Lamb's book of life.
对，那刚才读的是27节。
All right, so the question then is, who's going to be in the city?
那问题又来了，谁会在这座城里呢？
Have you ever done anything that's shameful?
你有没有做什么不好的事呢？
Okay, have you ever done anything that's deceitful?
你有没有做任何欺骗的事呢？
How do you get your name? How do you get into the city?
那你怎么能进这座城呢？
You get your name written in the Lamb's book of life.
你必须要让自己的名字写在羔羊生命册上。
Okay, you don't get there because you've never done anything shameful. You get there because your sins are forgiven.
你在那并不是因为你从来没做过可羞耻的事，你在那是因为你的罪得赦了，你的名字留在了羔羊生命册上。
It isn't that you've never done anything deceitful. It's because your sins are forgiven.
不是因为你从来没做过坏事，而是因为你的罪呢得赦免了。
How do you get your sins forgiven?
你怎么样让自己的罪得赦免呢？
Okay, we can't pay enough.
我们不能靠着付更多的钱来得到。
We can't work hard enough.
我们也不能靠着自己做更多的工来得到。
We can't stop sinning enough.
我们也不能说我停下来不犯罪能做到。
Jesus said, I'll.Let you in if you believe me.
耶稣说呢，我让你进来，只要你相信。
Why does a man marry a woman?
那一个男人为什么要和女人结婚呢？
Because she believes him and he believes her.
因为彼此相信。
Jesus said, "You believe me."
耶稣说呢，你相信我。
When you believe me, you turn away from believing.Anything else?
当你相信耶稣呢，你就会从其他你所信的上面转离。
Turn to me. If we believe him, we say, Lord, I want to be part of your family. I want to move into your kingdom. I want to go your way. Jesus, I believe you.
你说主啊，我愿意相信你，我愿意走你的路，我愿意到你的家庭里去，我愿意到你那里去。我要相信你。
And so all through scripture, you get these verses. Maybe we can read just, I'm not sure which one to read here.
整个圣经里很多这样的。
Verse 17, chapter 22, verse 17.
有这样的经文，我们先看22章的17节。
It says, the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come. and whoever wishes, let him take of the free gift of the water of life.
圣灵和心腹都说，来，听见的人也该说来，口渴的人也当来，愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
Okay, so what the Lord wants us to do is believe him and come to him.
那耶稣要我们做什么呢？要相信他，到他这里来。
So, I'm trying to think of what my next thought was. That's very strange, but anyway, that thought has gone. Yes, this is the thought. If a person becomes a Christian, John tells us in John chapter 3 that he is born again.
所以呢，我们知道呢，在约翰福音里，约翰说呢，圣灵借着约翰说呢，当一个人相信耶稣基督了以后呢，他就重生了。
Okay, so if you want to know whether I was ever born, what you could do is you could go to Victoria. And there's a record in Victoria that says Harold Summers was born in Vancouver, and there's a date beside it, and it's all recorded in Victoria.
所以呢，当你怎么知道一个人生了呢？就是呢，你要去那个医院啊，比如说，你去维多利亚，然后呢，你怎么知道Harold 在那生了？你能在那找个记录啊，说 Harold Summers 哪一天啊在这个地方生了
？Okay, so I've got a birth certificate there.
我在那里有一个出生证。
Okay, and it proves that I was born.
然后在那里呢，这个证明了我生了。
Now God's got a book, and God's book has the name of everyone who was born again.
那神也有一个册子，他在上面呢记了每一个人呢，那重生了，这就是。
So if someone wanted to know whether Harold Summers was going to be in heaven,
如果有的人想要知道呢，是不是Harold 会在天堂，他会怎么样呢？
And if they had the opportunity, they could go to the record book in heaven called the Book of Life.
然后他们可以上去天堂去查那本生命册的名字。
Okay, and you can read down there, and Harold Summers' name is there. His name is in the Book of Life. That's what we have at the end of chapter 21.
所以 Harold Summers 的名字会在那本生命册上找得到，这就是21章最后的部分。
Okay, so there's a book there with my name in it.
那里有一本本子，上面有我的名字。
You and I can't read it now.
我们现在不能读。
But that doesn't matter, because God can read it.
这个没关系，但是神可以读。
Okay, and you know the Department of Vital Statistics in Victoria has my name, so that's all that matters. I'm registered there. I can get a passport because my name is there. I really was born in Vancouver.
就像我在维多利亚，我有那个记录，因为我的确是在这出生的，我也是这里的人。
And everything that's important about my life is recorded there in heaven. So there's no question when I die whether I go to heaven or not. Because when I die, they're going to look at the record book. The record will say, Harold Summers, his name is in the Book of Life, he gets to go to heaven.
在天上呢也有这样一本册子，当我死的时候呢，上面会写着，就是他Harold Summers, 他是要去天堂，他是属于这里的。
Now the question is, how do you get your name in the book?
那现在的问题来了，你怎么样让你的名字写在这本生命册上呢？
And the amazing answer, and not everybody agrees on this, but I think this is the case. The amazing answer is that God, when you and I are born, he puts our name in that book.
一个很不是所有人都同意这么样的一个解释，但是一个很令人惊奇的这个事实，就是当我们相信了之后呢， 我们重生了之后呢，上帝会把我们的名字写在这本册上。
But the people who never do believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, their name is blotted out of the book.
对，所以刚出生的时候呢，每个人名字都在上面，但是呢，当那些不相信的人呢，那他们的名字就被涂抹了。
What was that again?
Yes, yes, yeah.
What?
And corrupted already. Yeah.
He did.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody, yeah, when they flash form,
yes,
their name on the, yeah.
That's right.
List.
Their names on the list.
Yeah, yeah. After, yeah, they live at the Lord. And before they die, they didn't believe it.
Yes.
They rejected Jesus Christ. Then God crossed their name.
Blotted the name out.
Blotted.
就出生的时候，每一个人的名字都在上面，没有信的就涂掉。
Okay. So, God loves everyone. And God says, I want everyone to repent of their sin. I want everyone to believe me. I want everyone to come. And those who come, their name will not be blotted out. But if a person dies and he never did come, then God has got to blot his name out. And when the record is checked, God's going to have to say, I'm sorry. Your name could have been in. Your name should have been in. My plan was always that your name would be in, but you see, you would not believe.
所以神盼望每个人都得救，所以他最初的时候呢，最初的状态是给每个人都有这个机会，所以神希望每个人都接受，但是当你不接受的时候呢，这个名字就被涂抹。
I'm not sure what you're saying.
Well, I can tell them.
Yeah, you go ahead. You tell them.
Question.
我你再说一遍好吗？
我觉得就是，当
除了天堂地狱，有没有中间地带？
对。
啊。
神去天堂地狱列。
The spirit of God helps you, and you do tell them.
That's.
有没有天堂地狱的中间地带
？Okay. Yeah. There's a question. So, if we're talking about heaven and hell,
yes.
So is there any middle place between heaven and hell?
Is there any middle place between heaven and hell?
Yeah.
And the answer again is Luke chapter 16. We were looking there before.
答案还是在我们刚才读的路加的十六章里面。140页，新约。
All right. Luke chapter 16 is the discussion between the rich man who's in hell and Abraham and Lazarus who are in paradise or in heaven, and the two positions. Stephanie's question is there a third position in between?
所以呢，路加福音16章讲的是两个状态啊，有一个人叫财主，他在地狱里；有一个人叫拉撒路，他在天堂。Stephanie 的问题就是，是不是当中还有一个其他的状态
？And verse 26 says, beside all this, between us, Abraham says, and you down here, there is a great gulf fixed.
26节是回答这个问题的答案，不但这样，并且在你我之间，就是亚伯拉罕和拉撒路待的地方和财主待的地方，有深渊限定。
So that those who want to go from where you are up to where I am, they can't get across. There's only two places, heaven and hell.
所以只有两个地方，就是以致呢，人要从这边过到你那边是不可能的。
Okay, so Stephanie, that's true in Luke 16, but it's also true everywhere in the Bible.
所以这个是路加16章讲的，也是整本圣经其他地方所告诉我们的。
Certain religions teach that you can get from one to the other.
那有的宗教告诉我们的，你是可以从一个地方到另一个地方去。
But the logic for that isn't a biblical logic.
但他这里面的逻辑不是圣经的逻辑。
If I get to go to heaven, how do I get to go there? Because I'm good or bad?
那我要去天堂，我是怎么去的呢？我是
因为 How do you get to go to heaven?
我是因为我好还是不好去的吗？
Because Jesus paid the price for bad people like me, so that if I believe him, I can go to heaven.
是因为耶稣付了我像我这样坏人的代价，我相信他呢，我就去了。
So God doesn't say, Harold,You can go to heaven if you get better.
上帝没有说呢 ，Harold， 你能去天堂，因为你变得更好一点就能去了。
And God doesn't say, Harold, you can go to heaven if you pay part of the penalty of your sin.
他也没有说呢，你能去天堂，因为你只要付一部分你罪的代价就能去了。
But the teaching is that I am bad, and I can't pay anything to get to heaven. Jesus did it all.
那这个问题是呢，我是很糟糕的，那我不能付任何的代价能让我去天堂，所以耶稣替我付了一切。
So an in-between place doesn't make any sense.
在这两个当中有一个第三个这个中间地带是没有任何道理的。
If there were an in-between place, it would say Jesus wasn't good enough.To save me from all my sins. And I wasn't bad enough that I couldn't pay for some of my sins. That's the only way I could get into that middle place.
如果有一个中间地带呢，它只能的逻辑是什么呢？耶稣不是足够好来付我这个所有的赎价。
The fact is,
以及呢，我也没有那么坏，我也能自己付上一部分。
The fact is, Jesus is good enough to forgive me all my sins.
事实上的耶稣是有足够的好来付上一切我的代价。
And I'm so bad.
然后我。
That I can't make up for any of my sins.
那我也足够坏，其实我里面全无良善，是付不了这个代价的。
So partial penalty in a middle place. It's not true. There is no.
所以部分的这个状态在这个中间呢是不合常理的。对。
Jesus, no one else goes there.
对，那他去哪里？是吗 ？Okay, and then in a situation like this, if a baby born several days and then died, where did this baby go?
Yes. John chapter 3.
约翰福音的三章。
I thought this was going to be the verse, and it's not exactly the one I want. Stephanie, I want to find the verse that says, let's try 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. See if I can find the verse there.First Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书四章。Which one you want to find?
I'm not sure. Just let me keep hunting for it. It's the verse that says that the Lord will send them strong delusion. It might not even be the verse that I want.
Strong delusion.
Strong delusion that they believe the lie.
I'll check. Thank you.
Probably chapter, probably 2 Thessalonians. Stephanie, I'm going to have to just tell you I can't put my finger on the verse.This is what I want to say. People do not go to heaven because they cannot believe. People do not go to hell because they cannot believe. They go to hell because they will not believe. Okay, that's the distinction. So there's two kinds of people who don't believe. people who cannot believe, and people who will not believe. A baby cannot believe. God can't send him to hell. He can't believe.
所以去地狱的人呢，是因为他不是因为他不能信，是因为他不愿意信啊。所以这是一个非常重要的前提啊，不是因为他不能信。
But here's somebody else, and he says, "I know all about Jesus. I know what he does. I will not believe." He goes to hell.
所以这样子，他是这么样一种人，就是我都知道耶稣的事，我就是不愿意信，我就是不要他。这种是要下地狱的。
进一步问一下，就是这个问题，我们再把它拓展一点，就是说那个有一些人他不是婴儿啊，他可能是成年人了，甚至于他是老年人了，但他有可能在他特定的生活在世上这个日子里，他就从来没有接触过，对不对？就从来没有人给他传过福音，对不对？那么以后他是去天堂地，这是一个。再有一个，有些人part of 有机会接触了福音，但是没有接触到完整的福音啊，可能就是也许就是比如说我自己的例子吧，我自己的父亲可能就听过一个亚当夏娃的故事，所有圣经他可能这一生就听过这一个故事，然后他当时的感觉就是啊神话啊，就这样就死掉了啊，后来就死掉了啊。那么这种人是去天堂地？OK， 对不起啊，麻烦
你。OK， yeah。Do you want to?
I'm not sure if I want that question or I want to answer Stephanie's question and then get to that.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Stephanie, let's just finish off your question.
我们就把 Stephanie 的问题答完哈，先。
Second Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 11.
帖撒罗尼迦后书的二章十一节哈，新约的
verse 12, verses 11 and 12.
364页，新约的364页。帖后的二章十一和十二节。
All right, really, you should maybe just read for sake of time verse 12.
Okay, 我来读十一节和十二节。故此，神就给他们一个生发错误的心，叫他们信从虚谎，使一切不信真理、到喜爱不义的人都被定罪。
Okay, these people were condemned because they did not believe, but they delighted in wickedness. They would not believe. That's the problem.
所以第十二节告诉我们，是他们不愿意要真理，他们不想相信，这种人是被定罪的。
Okay, that makes sense.
明白哈？那那个 ，Yeah, maybe I translate the question to you. Yeah, maybe next time we can answer.
Okay, yeah.
So this is a follow-up question on the Stephanie's question.
Yes,
so,
all right.
Yeah, Stephanie only raised a case of baby died.
Yes.
Two follow-up questions. Firstly, if one man did not hear about the gospel any time in his whole life.
Yes.
How about this man after death?
Okay.
And secondly, another man, he did hear about some gospel, not too much. For example, she said her father only heard about the story of Adam and Eve.
Yes.
And then he died.
Yes.
And when he listened to heard this story, he said, "Oh, this is just a fake story. This
yes.
is just a fairy, fairy story."
Yeah, yeah.
And he rejected
yes.
to believe. And how about this kind of situation?
Okay, that's a good question for next time, Silver. Yeah,
这个很好的问题要问下一次。
Okay, I'm gonna get your folk. You've got to remember the questions because I'll forget. But somebody remind me of that question. It is a good question.
这是个很好的问题啊！下一次我们要记得来答这个问题。
Similar.
Okay.
About the people before Jesus.
Okay, that's a similar question. Very good. Yes.
就是，也不一样的。Okay.
Yeah.
就是比方说那个耶稣来之前的人怎么办哈？对对。Yeah, maybe all next time. Yeah, I'll sum up all the
next time. I'm gonna write it down here.
我们今天时间关系啊，我们要先在这停住了，下一次再来，有很多很多这样的人。
All right, our time is gone, and some of you have got to go. So we're going.